Yeah, we'll start your Daf Testament. Here, the bottom of the Gemara. Here, turn around. So there's Tinoikes Shloyegiyas Manaliros. You have girls, they're less than 12 years old, so it didn't come the time yet for them to see their nidus, their period. For Rosh Hashanah, now they see. So Parm Rishon, the first time they see Dayashosa, that she's only Tamim from then on and not from before, because she's Becheskas Neslekas Damim. She doesn't have that much dam yet, she never saw dam yet. Therefore, the first time she sees, there's no chumra to go back and make lace. Shiniya, the second time she sees, also the same thing, still dayishosa. Since she's a girl that leigiyas manalirois, she's not becheskas to see, so the second time also. Shlishis, the third time she sees, then hareka cholanoshim. Then she has luck like any other isha, and umetama meyes leyes, the tumma goes back 24 hours before. Or else, if she made a bedik within the last 24 hours, that stops, she doesn't go back before than that. So, the Gemara is going to say, we'll assume this bracha goes according to Rabbi Shita, that after two times, it's called the Chazaka. So therefore, after she saw two times, she's becheskas to see, so therefore, the third time that she sees, she's like regular Isha, so some makes lace. What's going to be now, after she saw these three times, now over your last Shalosh Onos, she skipped like 90 days, three periods she skipped, she didn't see. If her Austin, then she sees. So she's back now, Dayashosa, she's back to the way she was before, that she's only coming from now on. V'yoid, let's happen a second time. V'yoid over Lesh, again it happened, she skipped three times, 3 months. For Austin, then she saw again after 90 days. So again, Dayashosa. That still we say that she's Bechefka to be Meselekas Domim, and therefore she's only Tomei from Mikhan Labor. What's going to happen the third time though? The Yoid of Rula Shoshanas, again a third time that she skipped 90 days. Rostam, then she saw. So now again, her Reka Cholanoshim. She's like the Cheskas now to see once in the 90 days. So therefore she's not the Pshash, she's Mesulik Dom, she has no Dam. But now she's the Cheskas to see once in 90 days. Therefore, Matam Leis Leis, what she sees now the third time, she has a tum of go back to Mafreya Meis Leis, or of Kid Lov Kid, the rest from the last Badika she made. This is all a Nisha that's Lehigiyaz Mana. What's going to be Yukashigiyaz Mana, Leroys? Let's say a girl now becomes 12 years old, so now it's normal for her to see, but she never saw yet. So still the Locher is Palm Rishana, the first time that she sees a period is Dayashosa. She's only coming from then on, and not from before. There's no din meis leis the first time. That's the din of al-mishtas called the b'sula. That up until she sees, she's becheskas b'meselekas damim. Therefore, the first time she sees, it's only mikan labor. But now, shnia, the second time she sees, she's like a normal isha already. Since it's a giyah zmanom, therefore now she's metam leis leis umkid lukida. From the second time she sees, that already has a din of a normal riyah. That she's coming back with 24 hours, or the last bedikah was shorter that she made. What's going to be now with this girl? Over her last shalosh einus, she skipped now 90 days she did not see, for Rosa, and then she did see, so Dayashosa. And then she's only Tomei from then on, and not from before. And according to this bracha, it goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer holds any Isha, even though she's not a Zekena, any normal Isha, if she skips three times the period, and then she sees, so she's called Dayashosa. She's only Tomei from then on and not from before, not Meis Leis. So that's what this Bryce says. Bryce goes to Kitz according to Reb Lezer, and there's a difference whether the girl was 12 years old or less than 12 years old. So Mama, what we just say before the beginning of this Bryce, instead of Rele Shalosh Einois Dayashosa. So Rashi says, Oh Mama means going back to Gabitinoike Shuleigi is Manaliris. The beginning of the Bryce. You have a girl less than 12 years old, it's not a time for her to see. So she saw once, and so it's Dayashosa. She sees a second time, also Dayashosa. After the third time, then it's called a regular Riya, then she's Becheskas to have Dam, it's Meis Leis. But let's say she skipped, though, three periods. So then is what? Dayashosa. She only has a Tumah now, Dayashosa, that's all, not before. The other Gemara asks the question of this. What's going to be, on the top of the Yud now, what's going to be Hoda Kachazia Bionis? Let's say again, this girl, she's only 10 years old. She saw three times, so she's becheska to see dam. Then she skipped 90 days, and she saw once. So So she's becheskas to be mesulekas davin. So at that time, it's only mace, it's only mikan labor, not mace lace. But now she did not skip 90 days, but she saw her regular period the next month. She saw. So what's the lock of that period? Do we say that's the moskasha? Hotze kachaz the biyonis. Now she sees at a regular time. Maya, what's the locha? So Rashi explains, one svar is that since she skipped 90 days, so she loses her din that she saw, and really she's less than 12. So she goes back to her first matziv that she's called an isha that has no dam at all. So now we have to be machzik her again that she could see dam. So she would not be muchzik unless she sees the third time. So the second time she sees now, one svar is only be dying shosa, not me ace liace. Because the other svaras know that once this girl saw three times, so that's it. Now she's not called anymore lohigiyas manaliros, but now she's called like an older girl. So she has a regular din like any other older girl. That if they skip 90 days, so that's so they skip 90 days, okay? So the first re they see after that, it's only dying shosa. She's only coming from then on, not from ace lace. But the second Riyah she sees, she'll be telling the Echlias. That's the look of an older lady, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that she skips three Einis. So in the first time she sees after that, it's Bayesh Shosa. But the second time she sees, she's already back to Meis Leis. So that's the question. This girl, that she's Lehigiyas Manaliroi, and she sees three times, and then she skips 90 days, what's the look of? Does she go back to the way she was before, or do we say no? She's still like a regular lady. And therefore, it's only one Riyah that's Dai Shosa. But here, Hotzika Chazda Bionis, if she sees a normal period after 30 days, so then she would be Tzavah Mies Lies. So what's the Lacha? Tomorrow says, Amar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, that Pam Rishon Ushniya Dai Shosa. He also knows this girl goes back to her first Matzav, and she's called like a girl that never saw yet. So therefore, now she skipped 90 days. So the first time she sees is Dai Shosa. The second time she sees also she's Dayashosa, because she's like a girl that never saw yet. Shlisha, the third time she sees, again goes according to Rabbi Shita, that after you see two times it's called a Chazaka. Rabbi Shita is you don't need three times to make a Chazaka, two times to make a Chazaka. So once she saw two times, now she's the Cheska to see Dam, and therefore Shlisha, the third time she saw Nechnami, then it's Metam on the Yeslias and Mekidu Lepkida. The third time she sees, she's like a regular Isha that has Dam. Therefore, she's telling me, Yes, Lies, or else Nevkid Lepkida. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be V'yoid Ovru Aleha Gimolainis? Now again, she skipped 90 days. And V'rosa, she saw then, like any other Isha, if you skip 90 days and then you see, so Lachar is according to Rabbi Eliezer, Dayashosa, that you only tell me from that time on and not Meis Lies. Since she skipped 90 days, three Yoinis, she's Becheska to be Mesulik Dam. As if she's not, she doesn't have that much down by her. So therefore, when she sees now, we say the down first came now and did not come out before. But what's going to be Hota Kachazib Yonis? Now the second time now, after skipping 90 days, now she saw after 30 days, she saw a regular period. So Maya, what's going to be the look here? Do we say again that since really she's less than 12 years old, so whenever she skips 90 days, that's it. It's like she never saw yet. So to give her now the din of Meis Leis, she'll have to see three times. Or maybe no, only once we say that, not twice. So Mara says, yes, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, that Pam Rishayna Dayashosa, that's it. If she skipped 90 days, the second time it happened, so now, the first time she sees after the 90 days, true. That's like any other Isha, that's Dayashosa. She's only telling me from the time she sees and not from Meis Leis. But Shnia, the second time she sees now, even though it's a regular period, is Matama Meis Leis, and if not, right away, she has a din like any other Isha, that she's Matama backwards 24 hours, or else the Lepkid Lepkid, if she made a Badika within the 24 hours, doesn't go back more than that Badika. So, that's Pshat. So even according to Gidlo Maram, it's like this again, this girl that's less than 12 years old, so even though she saw three times, she was a Cheskas to see, then if she skips 90 days, that's it. She goes back to the way she was before, and for now, to give her a normal seeing, she has to see three times. But once she sees three times now, even though she'll skip again 90 days, that we don't say she goes back to the way she was before, but rather she's like a regular Isha. So she skipped 90 days, that's it. So the first time she sees, now it's Dayashosa. But the second time she sees, she's like a regular Isha, that the cheska staff dam, and therefore she would be tumah miyeslihay to kidum lepkidum. Now the Gemara says, the soul mani, who did this b'risa go like? Rebbe, who has to go according to Rebbe Shita, the yoma that Rebbe holds and says, v'trei zim liha v'chazaka. That's Rebbe Shita all over Shas, that you do not have to have something to be done three times, like we hold, but rather it's enough just two times. If something happens two times, that's a chazaka. See, once this girl, that was lo yigi is mani liroys, once she saw two times, so now she's called the girl of b'cheska to see dam. And therefore, the third time she sees dam, she'll already be tamim yes liyes. So more so like this. If so, Amos say, for what does it say for the Bryce to say? It says, Ovrolea Gimolainis, she skipped 3 months, for Ross and she saw, so Dayan Shoson. And it is a Rechnami then, she's Dayan Shoson. So even though now, the safer is by a girl that the Giyas Manaliris, she's already 12 years old. And if she skips 3 months, so then she has a din of Dayan Shoson. So who's that go according to? Also the Rabbi Eliezer, that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the kashra is this b'risa, like who's going to say that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer? The who Rabbi Eliezer is like a yochid in the Mishnah, the chomagi on him. So who's the man yom of this last b'risa? Like a shrek to say it's Rabbi and Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, it's a little of a kashra. So where says, v'chita, maybe you want to tell me, yes, Rabbi, that the pshar from this b'risa goes according to Rabbi, u'v'oinois, sovel like Rabbi Eliezer. But maybe tackles like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that if an Isha, any Isha, even though she's older, if she skips 3 months, three periods, the din is Shitaka, she's only Dayan Shoson. So maybe Rabbi really holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Moshe says, no, that's not true. Only Sovelo, is it true that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer? What we had the Maestro before was Oliyacha Shiniska Kromar, that Rabbi Eliezer said, first Rabbi said he passed like Rabbi Eliezer, but then he realized that we don't pass him like him. So since he did it once, he's not going to retract. But really, he holds we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So Shmeta said his price that goes according to Rabbi, and Rabbi should hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas Elirav the pshat from his price says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Eliezer. His price that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. He's the town of this price. That he holds by any isha if they skip 3 periods, 3 months, and then they see, so they're only told they die in Shasta from then on, and not from 20 hours, 24 hours before. So the pshat is though the Vesta is a sovel like Rabbi. But it could be that Rebbe Lezer holds like Rebbe. That's not shred to say. Rebbe Lezer holds how much makes the chazaka? 2 times. So therefore, once this girl, less than 12 years old, sees 2 times, she's becheska to see them. And therefore, the third time she sees already, so then she's a regular isha that it's tamei meisleis. The other Gemara says, what's in the locha kesem shebein rishayna ushniya? Again, this girl, that's lo yigiyas man liris, she's less than 12 years old and she saw once. So once is nothing. She's not becheska to see dam. She's still called becheska not to see dam. Therefore, the second time she sees also it's only dayan shoson, not meis leis. So what's going to be if she finds a kesem on her underwear? She finds a spot of blood in between the first time she saw and the second time she saw. So lo chris pshita tor, she remains tor. But that's the end of the mission we had before, that a tinoika shelo yigiyas man liris. Even though they find ksumim on the clothing, they remain tar, because since they're not techeskas to see, we do not say the dam came from them, or rather came from someplace else. What's going to be though, shebein shniya ushlishis? This is the chiddush. That after this girl saw already 2 times, so going now according to Rabbi Shiti, after 2 times she's a muhsak. She is now becheskas to see dam. Therefore, the third time she sees dam, ramish tomem yes leis. What's going to be now if she finds a kesem after she saw the second time, but before she saw a third time? Kesem shebein rishonu shniya, shebein shniya shlishis, so chiski yamatami. It's very good that since she saw already 2 times, she's becheska to be a roya dam, so now she finds a kesem, and say the kesem, the blood came from her body, and therefore she's tami. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Yochanan no mator, no, she still remains tor. So like this, Chiski Yomatomi, Chiski says she remains, her kesem is tomei, kivon di ilu chazia, since if she would see dam now a third time. Mitama, we would say she's tomei meis leis, like a regular ria, if so, ksamanami tomei. Therefore, her kesem that she saw is also tomei, because she's ready to be a cheskas roya dam. However, Rabbi Yechon says no. Tor, that this kesem she finds now, she remains tor. Why? kivod lo yitzchasko bedam, since she never had the din yet to be knowing meis leis, she's less than 12 years old, and she only saw two times so far. So these two times it's only daya shoso. She's not tama meis leis. It's just now if she'd see a third time she would have a din of meis leis. But since it never really applied to her yet, the din of meis leis, Rabbi Yochanan says the rabbanim did not give her a din kesem yet. Therefore, k'samanam midloy metamim. Therefore, we're not metamim or kesem either. Like since lemaisa she never had the din chalana yet to have the tum of meis leis, therefore the rabbanim did not give her a din kesem. That's Rabbi Yochanan's svara. This more says, Master, I have a question on you. Master, blow Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza asked a question like this. Master, blow Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi asked a question like this. It says, V'chima ben zu lepsula. What's the difference between this girl and a psula? No, Master, Rabbi Loi, V'chima ben zu lepsula shodemetarim. Like, according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, how could you say here that she's tor, even though she saw two times already? Why is this different than a loch of a psula? She had the male terim that she is tome. Forget, Rashi knows what the question now is. The question is according to Chizkiah. Forget, there's a kasha on Chizkiah. How could Chizkiah say that she's tome, the kesem is tome? Why is this different between ma ben zel and psula? A girl that's a psula means she first got married, and the first time she lived with a man. The dam she sees right after that, we say is dam besulim, and midiraisa, that dam is tummy, it's not dam neither midiraisa. And the locker over there is that even if she finds ksumim then, the first 4 nights, they're torn. If she finds a kesem, blood on the clothing, we say it came from the dam besulim, and not from her. So here we see here that even though she saw already 2 or 3 times, still we go to kul on the kesem. So you Chizki, even though she saw 2 times already, why do you say a kesem is tamei? The guru who should say a kesem should be torn. So my answer is simple. Oh, Malay Rabzera, Rabzera says back, Zu sir for motzi. Over here, this girl, what happened? She just got married the first time. And she has lived with her husband. So her husband broke the psulim. So there we know if she finds dam on the clothing, where the dam came from. The blood came from the broken psulim. And that's not dam neither midiraisa. Therefore, she's Torah. But Vizu, this case over here, since this girl, even though she's only 10 years old, but since she saw 2 times already, she's Becheskes not to see Dam. Therefore, ain't Sir for Motzah, we have nothing else to say where it came from. She has no other Dam, the Sulam there. It's only a question that it come from the regular Dam or not. So since she already saw 2 times, she's Becheskes to see Dam, so Chizki holds yes, that her Kesem is Tommy. The other Gemara says, Oma Ula, Oma Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadik. So Ula says over Rabbi Yechon, said over the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadik, that Tinoikesh Legiyas Manaliris. Let's see a girl less than 12 years old, she's only 10 years old. Barosa, now she sees the period the first time. So Pam Rishainu Shnia, the first time she saw and the second time she saw, she's still not the Becheskas to be a Royadam. Therefore the Locher is Reika. If we find her spit, that in the middle of the street, or else the midrasa, something that she sat on or was lying on, Bishnuk, we find in the street, tor, which remains tor. Why? Because we do not know if she's tummy or not. So, since she's not a becheska to see dam, she's really only 10 years old, and she was not a muhuchsak yet, she only saw once and twice, so now any spit that we find came out of her, we say, Miss Tama, she's still tor, and therefore it's okay. Because if she would be in need of the locher, is even a spit, he has locher of an abatuma. Now, ksama, therefore, you also, it ends off and says, ksama nami tor, that even though she saw already 2 times, but so what? Since she didn't see a third time yet, her ksama, the cast of a spot that she finds on the body, on the clothing, is tor. So now, that's what he said over. So now, Ula is saying, for lo yadaner, Ula himself was not sure, Imdidei, if this last part that he said, that Kesem is Nami Tor, that's only Rabbi Yochanan talking himself, because that was Rabbi Yochanan treated just before. That Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though she saw 2 times where she's Becheskes to see Dam, but since Lamaisa, she wasn't knowing at the din of Meis Leis, she didn't see a third time, her Kesem is Tor. So is the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan said this by himself? Im the Rabbi, you also maybe know, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying this a lot over the name of his Rabbi, Rishim Ben Yitzadek. He did not only mean to say the lock of Reich, but but he also meant the third halacha of this kesem, that his Rebbe also agrees to him to say that the kesem she finds now is tor. So Mura says, what's the difference in whether Rabbi Yochanan said it or was Rebbe said it? So Mura says, yes, l'mafkamina is the mehevei dvor shel echa b'mokim shnayim, like we had before, machloika shel Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah. So if over here it's only Rabbi Yochanan saying it, so it's only one against one, Rabbi Yochanan against Chizkiyah. But if you say Rabbi Yochanan saying it over the name of his Rebbe, that his Rebbe also is mafkin, so it's not just one against one, but it's like two against one. So therefore for sure we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Chizkiyah. Like if both Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe holds that the kesem is tor, so is the shayla. So Mark comes out and says, yes, we have a treatise here, that ki osi Rovin, when Rovin came, v'chol nachusa yom, and all the sailors, also people sail on in the ocean, Amru the Yol said, Kerem Shimon ben Yitzadik, yes, it wasn't just Rabbi Yochanan himself that said it, but Rabbi Yochanan was saying it over the name of his Rebbe. So it comes out, that's what we should pass, we should take a pass on Rabbi Yochanan. So in case the girl is less than 12 years old, even though she swore down already two times, she had already two periods, still, if she finds a kesem, a spot of blood on the begodim, she'll be tor. The din kesem is only after she saw a third time that she was made din of mace lace, that's what she's telling. Omer Rav Chilkiya bar Tuvia, Tinoikos, Shlegiyas Mana Lirois, we have these girls less than 12 years old. So Afilu Shoifas, Kol Zayin, even though when she has her first period, there's a flow of blood for 7 days straight, Ainu Ala Riach, it's only called like one Riyah. And therefore, when she sees a second time, it'll still be Dayashosa. So what are you telling me? Afilu Shoifas, even if she flows the whole time as mashma for loymi boy for seconds, and not only if she has intervals of seeing, but even if she flows the whole time, mashma, even if she has intervals, she stops for one day, then she sees the next day. It's all called one riyah versus adarab, but the opposite way it should be. For seconds, if she stops seeing, if the first time she had a period, so she saw beginning for a few hours, and then if she would stop seeing them, and then she'll see a second time, a few hours later, heavy lokeshtei rias, that would be considered like two rias. So Adarabba, it's only if the flow went straight that we say it's one long ria. But if there's an interval in between, it's considered right away like two rias, and so get a cheska to be a royadam. So versus true, Ellis learn like this better. Learn better means tinoikis shleigiyas manliras. You have this girl less than 12 years old, and the first time she starts to see a period for shefas, it's flowing. Cold zayin, if the dam comes out straight for 7 days straight, ainu ala riach, it's only called one riyah. And the next time she has a period, again, she'll only be tamei, dayashosa, not meis leis. But if she should have intervals, though, that would make it like different riyahs, and right away she'll be hukzak to be royadam. Now, Amar Rav Simi bar Chiya, medalefes, let's say she has drips after drip, not a straight flow when the dam comes out, but drip after drip, ain't a karoya. It's not considered like a roya. So how many it is like she's not tummy altogether? So Mara says, why not? Volkachazish, you seeing dam, why not? Ain't like this. What he meant to say was, ain't a kashifas. It's not considered like she has one long flow. If the drip, if the drip comes out, ela rather kipasekis. That's considered like she has two different rias. It's like every drop coming out is like a new ria of dam. And therefore this girl, after two or three of them, should be hooksagra to be a royadam. So Mura says, it's so mechla, what are you telling me then? The shefas, that we say if the flow of dam comes out straight, there's only one riyah, what does that mean to say? Ki nahorom, that dam is coming out straight, the flow straight for 7 days straight, the question is, how could that be? She'll die. How could it be that she has a flow of dam coming out of her straight for 7 days straight? She'll die. You can't have that much dam inside you. Ela radeim like this, mean like this, ela ema, kishifas, fakir. We say if she always see drop after drop, there's not a long interval in between, so that's considered like one riyah. Does that mean we say if you see straight for 7 days, it doesn't mean she has a flow the whole time. It could be drop after drop after drop. As long as she's never really found clean for a while, that's still considered one long riyah. She wouldn't be huksa to see down. Just if she sees a little bit, and then she stops, she's clean, and then she starts seeing again, that's considered like two different riyas, and then she would be huksa to be a royal dam right away. Nothing more says, turn around, but it looks like this. Chazoka b'nois Yisrael, that Achla Higiela Pirkan, before they came 12 years old, Hareyim Becheskes Tyra. Stam, you find a girl, she's not 12 years old yet, so you have a right to let her work with Tyra, she could touch your truma, she's Becheskes to be told. V'yein ha'noshim b'dekas oisen, and nobody has to check them out. You don't have to check them out. If you want to let them work with your truma, your Tyrus, you don't have to check them out first. Meshigiela Pirkan, once they became already 12 years old, they already came a Gia Lepirkum, they already came of age already. Then Harayim Becheskes Tumah, then Adarabim, and Astam we say, Mestam they're in either the Tamei. And if you want to let them touch Tyrus, Venoshim Boit Kesaisen, you have to have an older lady like teach them or make Vedikas for them to make sure that they're Torah. Now Rebuda says, Ain Boit Kesaisen Beyond. The young girl now, you know, she's 12 years old, you don't check her out with a hand. You don't tell her to put a hand there to check her out. Because Loni scratch her and make her see blood. Loni cause her problems. Rashi says, claim her Mesarat-in-law. But he porn, they'll scratch himself. So therefore, the answer is like this. Let her squeeze, put some oil inside there. Put some oil inside the makam there. And then, and they'll just wipe themselves on the outside. As if a hain nivdekas milayim, that's where they'll be checked out like by themselves. In other words, when the shem of the oil goes inside there, if there be any dam, that would make it come. So therefore, it's enough just to wipe yourself outside. So that's what we do for these tinaikas, these young girls, even though they're 12 already. So there's a little shalom, maybe they're an edor. So you have to check them out to make sure they're not. That's the way to check them out. Let them put some oil there, and then wipe on the outside there, and if there would be dam, the oil would make it come. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Umuberis. Rabbi Yossi says, Umuberis and Amanika, when do they have a din of Dayashosan? Only if they skip three reeds, they skip 3 months. Hills also. If they skip 3 months, then they have a din of Dayashosan. The Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi said, Muberis and Amanika, Shavra Lehem Shoshan, if they pass by with them 3 yonis, then the din is Dayashosan. Yeah. So it works like this. Tony, Tona, Kaimid Reb Loza, a time learned in front of Reb Loza, like this, that Reb Yossi says, Muberes Umanika, Anisha that's pregnant and she's nursing. Shovrele Gimulainis, that if a person's by with them 3 months they didn't see dam, then the din is Dayashasan. So the question is, Omle, yes, back to him, Pasachta Betreg, you start out talking about two different ladies. It started out saying one lady's pregnant and one lady's nursing. The sayamta, but your lashon at the end was of dayishosa's lashon yochid. Bechod, only one lady's dayishosa. So why the chori should have said dayin shoson a lashon rabim? So Mura says maybe like this he meant to say duma muberes v'maniku karmit. Maybe Rabbi Yossi meant to say one lady, that the lady is both, she's pregnant and she's nursing also. And if so, Omilsa Agav Ruch Hamash is teaching us something. Agav, by the way, he's teaching us something. Omilsa Agav Ruch Hamash will under what? That the Yimei Ivura Oilin Lo the Yimei Menikosle. And that do we say if she skips 3 months, she's Becheskes Musleikas Domin, that she only has Din of Dayin Shosan. It's not that she has to skip 3 months when she's pregnant, 3 months when she's nursing, but it could be 1 month when she's pregnant and 2 months when she's nursing. It could be mitzvah after two. That's the chiddush here. Kamash mulan, the yimei yibur, the day that she's pregnant. Oilin helps you along if she stops seeing 2 months when she's pregnant. And then she started to nurse. Also helps you 1 month of nursing. It's clear like she skipped 3 months. Liyimei minikusai. And the opposite way also. For yimei minikusai, the days that she's nursing, oilin lo liyimei yibur also goes for the days that she's pregnant. And Kutani, like we learn like this, we learn the Gemara later that says that Yimei Ibur, the days that she's pregnant, Oilun Lo, if she didn't see those days, she skipped the period, Oilun Lo helps you continue on counting Yimei Menukusai. It could help you keep on counting throughout the days when she's nursing. The opposite way also, for Yimei Menukusai, the days that she's nursing, Oilun Lo goes and helps you to finish the 3 months, the Yimei Ibur into the days that she's pregnant. Kate said, how does this happen? Like this. First she was pregnant and she didn't see for 2 months, and then the yachas and then she started to nurse, and 1 month of nursing she did not see. So it's also cool she missed 3 months. If she sees then, she'll be dying shosen. Well, the opposite way. First she was nursing and she didn't see for 2 months, and then she became pregnant, and then she became pregnant, and 1 month she didn't see then, or that's not the same halacha, or else achas amachse b'mei yiburoi, a month and a half she didn't see when she was pregnant, and then v'yachas amachse b'mei nekusa, when she was nursing also she did not see for a month and a half. So the kids say, come and start off the two, if together she didn't see for 3 months, so then she has loch of dying shosim, when she does see, she's only told me from then on, not from before. So I'm going to like this. Bishloim is very good, I can understand. Yimei yibura, oidun lo yimei minakusa. That I can understand. Mishkakas lo de kamanika. That first she gave birth to one kid and she was nursing. And then in the middle of the period when she was nursing, v'yoz de mabra, she became pregnant. So that's very good. That she did not see 2 months when she was nursing. And then she became pregnant, and that third month she didn't see either. So it's good with Sarah too, without seeing Dan in between. Ella, but the opposite way, how do you have it? Ella, Yimei Minikusa. Pashtun means, Oidun Law, Yimei Yiburoi. Meaning to say that first she was pregnant, and then you continue on nursing. So it must mean that she gave birth in between. So, Sahechi Mishkakal, how do you have to say that she's tore, she missed her Dan? The Guru, she saw Dan, she gave birth. We're going now that what happened here, she was pregnant, and obviously she gave birth, and then she started to nurse. So who at the time she gave birth, like that should be a hefsik. That should be considered like she's tummy then. So how do you tell me now it's considered like she skipped a period for 3 months? How did she skip? She saw now when she gave birth. So more gives two turitzim. Iboyasem, one tells could be beledi yaveshti. Yes, she gave birth, but with no blood. She didn't see any dam. So therefore, she's still called the Cheskas Muslekas Damin. The boy said, no tales could be, no. Even though she saw Dam later, but so what? Dam Nidin Lechud, but Dam later Lechud. They're called two separate type of Damin. So therefore, as far as the Dam Nidis goes, it's like the true. She did not have a period for 3 months straight. Even though she was pregnant 2 months, and then she gave birth. And even though Bishasa gave birth, she saw Dam, but that's not called Dam Nidis. Even though she's tummy like a Nida, but we say that Dam came because of the later. Without the lady, we say she would not see that.